Yo, Diego's back. Now going by deep, Diego was a celebrity. He rapped in Madison Square. Life was a fantasy, but being a rapper isn't all that great. Fans are with him and at him. Some asked him on a date, but the screaming fans are with the limo vans. They even renamed the bodega. D's the man and the best of all. The basketball, he got to meet Jay-Z and Pharrell. But the thing is now, he doesn't need to work. He's getting kinda selfish, even has a smirk. And slowly, the music sensation starts losing his spark. He needs a vacation, and his mystery man is nowhere to be seen. Was a producer when you need him, seriously. And it's getting really hard. He went over his card, and he's stuck in jail. Lays his pants to bail. Now in his cell, he got an idea. Asked for a pencil and some paper, but the cop didn't hear. He made use of what was around him, some toilet paper and a small pen. And when he was done, he had a song. A song. A song, and an ego forgot. The police released him. His fans started to see him. He was private property, and you couldn't try to reason. He moved back to Chicago. Now he's just Diego. Moved back to the bodega. He taught that they renamed. He spent half an hour tearing down the flashing sign. The owner objects. He thought it was fine. He thought it was fine. Been a couple of months since living in the Windy City. He was perfecting a new album that he thought was pretty. He moved back to New York. He had no fancy, was a dork. Was big enough to get a spot at Buckley Center. He played better than perfect, better than better. He was a big shot now. D is back in town. He has a new name too, going by the name of Truth. He's a grown man now. Drew's back in town. He knows how to sing, and he'll teach you how. What?